Just wanted to get an update on early voting numbers for Peoria County. I know that Tazewell County reported over the weekend they've hit over 7,000 early voters, and just wanted your take on that on the Peoria County side.
So through Friday, we didn't have any early voting over the weekend, but through Friday we were just at 8,000 early voters.
Okay. Do you have like a statistic in the previous elections of where you would have been at as far as those numbers are concerned?
Yeah, that's up over 340% from where we were in 2016.
Wow.
We were at just under 2,400, and now we're at basically 8,000. So it's a 340% increase from this time in 2016.
Okay. And, of course, at the same time, you've got mail-in ballots coming in, and people, of course, will still be coming in to vote in person on Election Day. Kind of where are you at with the rest of all of that at this point?
So we've got back just under 20,000 vote-by-mail ballots. We sent out a little over 33,000. So we've got almost 60% of the ones that we've sent out have already been returned. And the most we've ever got back is 10,000 in 2008. So we're up dramatically on both sides, sending out and return vote-by-mail ballots. We're going to have, I think at the moment, we're going to have fewer people on Election Day than we've had in the past because of the increase in vote-by-mail. I don't know yet completely on the early voting. We've been really busy early voting. Today's the first day we go outside of our office, and then we'll have early voting the next two weekends, and at a couple points we'll be up to four people. So I expect our early voting to be roughly the same as it's been the last couple presidentials, which is a little over 20,000. If that's the case, then we're going to have almost 50% of people have already voted by Election Day.
Absolutely. I know when we talked to you a couple weeks ago about mail-in voting that you had said you recommended if people were going to request a mail-in vote that they should do that by 2 weeks before the election. That's today or tomorrow, technically. Are you still getting requests?
Yeah, we got a couple hundred over the weekend, we're still getting in. The request number has dropped off. But we're still getting a couple hundred, maybe 300 a day. So I do expect that it has trailed off from where we were early on. But I still expect to get requests right up through a week from Thursday, which is the last day. It's just I would recommend you do it as early as possible so that we can make sure we can get you the ballot in time that you can get it returned in time.
Absolutely. And how about the new drop-off boxes? How's that all going?
It's gone really well. We've had I don't know the exact number that we've had in the drop box, but I think probably 50% of our vote-by-mail ballots have been returned via the drop box. I don't have the exact number yet because we're still working on what has been mailed back, but it's been very, very popular.
Sure, and it's convenient for people if they have requested the ballot, but, they don't want to come in and actually vote in person, that they could just, boom, have that done.
Yeah, and we've also had people that are, they've been concerned about mailing it and the concerns there, and they know if they drop it in the drop box that the only people who are going to go out and get it is us. We went out this morning and empty the drop box. So it is delivered once you get it into the drop box. You don't have to be concerned about delays in postage or delay in the postal system or just the time period it takes to get here.
Right, and you're going to have the drop boxes at the other early voting sites too, right?
Yeah, we have some smaller ones at the early voting sites so that people that walk in for those can go in and get their drop their ballot off there, and then that'll come back each night too.
Awesome. If people have any questions about early voting or about the mail-in, where they're at in that, or actually voting on the day of the election, how can they get the information from you guys?
The quickest place to start is our website. We've got a list of the early voting locations. You can also verify that you're registered and where your polling place is on our website, or you can call at 324-2300.